She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Today, I'd like to tell you about going to YouTube and looking up. Go to Hawaii Raceway Park in the 60s. It covers it really good from the first phase to the second, to the seventh phase, and so on. And on the last one was a big aloha to the racetrack that brought so much memories to a lot of people here in Hawaii. Hawaii Raceway Park opened in 1964 and closed in 2006. So many young people are talking about the children from 8 to 18 that were so lucky to participate in the junior dragster program that I had started. The only one in the nation that requires no grades lower than a C. And a lot of our sponsors really like that. It's all about schools. But anyway, go to that YouTube on Hawaii Raceway Park in the 60s. Really awesome. Okay, the disinfectant spray sold by Crestec is excellent. Highly recommended in this humid climate we live in to spray in the duct right in front of your windshield to disinfect your AC system. The AC system is very moist when you got your AC running, and creates bacteria and all that bad stuff. So, go spray it. Now, anyway, when I looked at that YouTube about Hawaii Raceway Park, it brought back so much memories. So much memories. You're going to see a car in there that my son Todd sat on when he was only 2 years old. 2 years old. Okay? It was a 67 Dodge RT. Go look at it. It's a maroon or copper looking color. Anyway, if you have a question, remark, or whatever, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? Anyway, the rail pillars, I am told, have air pockets in it. A company that is close to the rail down in Waipahu, the guys were telling me when they took off that mold or whatever, that metal thing that they poured the concrete into to form the pillars, there were big, big air pockets, huge air pockets, and they dropped canvas so people couldn't see the air pockets. And they went in and filled it in. Well, if you have air pockets on the side of the pillars, there should be some in the middle, I would think. Think about it. I don't think this rail thing is being built right. This is my opinion. And we should look at it before something bad happens where people get killed. Okay? Honolulu is the fifth most congested city in the USA. Wow. When are they going to say Honolulu is the number one best place in the USA? It's the most congested. Think about it. Global warming. There was an article on a thing on the news a couple of days ago about global warming. Carbon monoxide is eating up the oxygen layer in the atmosphere, and it's depleting the ozone layer. The ozone layer is what filters out the sun rays and keeps it from heating up the earth. Okay? You see it on the news where the road is eroding down by, what's that, Waimanalo side? You know, the ocean is eating up the road. And they're thinking of fixing it. Well, I don't think that's going to work. Because the tide is coming higher and higher. Okay? And it's because of the ice caps melting, making the tide higher. Like the houses, the homes on the North Shore, the land is eroding. It came in the news, folks. Carbon monoxide from all of the cars in the world is eating up the oxygen. Carbon monoxide doesn't just disappear. Okay? Now, Henry Ford, way back when he made the cars, he stated that ethanol is the best fuel for the world. Did anybody listen? No. If the world listened back then and did ethanol instead of gasoline, we wouldn't be here with this problem of global warming. Ethanol's exhaust does not let out carbon monoxide that eats up oxygen. But who listens? Right? A lot of people in Hawaii says, how you know? Trust me. I've been told that a lot of times. Hawaii is the 12th most expensive place to own a car. Hawaii, the 12th most expensive place. They should say Honolulu to own a car. Look at the registration, number one. It's expensive. $300-some-odd for a Camry. Go look it up in Arizona, folks. $45. Big difference. Now, I don't want to point fingers or say anything because, you know, you're the people of Honolulu. You should know. The mayor promised to fix all the roads if he was elected the last time. He promised that. Now he's promising it again because he wants you to elect him. If you're happy with the roads in Honolulu, then go vote for him. If you're not, look for somebody else. Promises all the time from politicians. They promise you the moon and deliver nothing. Do they think about the seniors? No. Oregon does not have property tax to seniors. Well, city council says, oh, but we have to have money to run the city. You think the city council is doing a good job? Think about it. Collectible cars is the best investment to do. There's no tax. They don't tax you on the interest. Okay? The cars go up in value or up in value, and you don't get taxed. Look at Carroll Shelby's Mustang that sold at the auto auction in Arizona. The first time it sold, it went for $6.5 million. Okay? The guy kept it and kept it and kept it, and now it got sold again for $10 million. But the guy keeps it. He's not getting taxed for it. But if he put that money in the bank, he's going to get taxed for it on the interest. So people like Jay Leno has lots of collectible cars and motorcycles and whatever. That's where he stashes his money. It doesn't lose value. Okay? Now, Harvey Maeda on Kauai has about 8 collectible cars. Beautiful cars. The next time you go to Kauai, go look him up. And ask him if you can see his beautiful cars.
Does he store that at his house?
What's that?
Does he store that at his house?
Yeah.
All 8 of them?
Yeah, it's about an inch apart from each other. How he move it in and out, I don't know. It's
Harvey, if you're listening, call us. I want to know how you move it in and out.
Harvey, our radio station doesn't reach there. He has to get on a computer and listen.
Oh.
So, you know, Harvey has beautiful cars. All of them are black, except one. He has a 57. Yes, a 5.7. Corvette that is immaculate, beautiful. Okay, fuel injected 4-speed, beautiful car. A 57 Corvette. And he has a 69 Camaro, a Z28, one of the 250 that was built. Only 250 of this particular Camaro was built. It's a special built 69 Camaro. And I think, if I'm right, there's only 200 left around. He has one of them. I think there's 2 in Hawaii. One that's maroon and the other one black. That's Harvey's. Anyway,
we're going to be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr. Either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
She's real fine, my boy. Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's rolling, Bob?
Bob, you know, listening to you talking about the people running for office this year, I'm not getting upset because, like you said, the people say the same thing when they run for office, and they keep getting reelected.
Mm-hmm.
So it must be what people want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a sneaking suspicion that this time around, because these, you know, the like Republican caucus and the Democratic caucus, they have a lot of people turning out for that. So who knows? Maybe this is the year. Because, you know, if one person got voted out, everybody else would wake up. It'd be, oh, wait a minute, how did he lose it or she lost the office? Oh, well, you said this and you didn't do it, so we didn't vote for you. Right? Well, that's how it's supposed to work.
When donkeys fly.
I know, but you know what? I would take the job. I would love to be governor.
Mm.
Just drive around in your big limo,
mm-hmm.
bodyguards, say whatever you want. I don't know what he does during the day. I mean, I'm sure he does stuff.
Okay.
What do you do? I'm the governor. What do you do? I'm the governor. I govern. I drive around.
You spend money.
Yeah, I get on the news and I promise people stuff they're never going to get. But it is a beautiful day out, so everybody, I encourage you to go out and do something with your family. So on that note, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. He's right. More and more people and families don't do things together. And that's wrong. They only try to do it at the funeral. It's too late. Now, another person that has a lot of collectible cars is my good friend Damien Farias, owner of Maui Toyota. He's got a lot of beautiful collectible cars. Beautiful. The next time you're in Maui, go to Maui Toyota and see his son DJ or Damien and ask if they could be so nice as to show you their collectible cars. Mm-hmm.
What does Damien have?
Oh, so many old kinds. He's got an AC Cobra.
The real thing.
The real thing. Not a kit car. A real one. And some really old cars. I mean, really old. A five-window coupe. That is really, really beautiful. And my daughter Tammy drove it way back. And when she was supposed to drive it out of the Neil Blaisdell Center, where we had a car show there, she looked at the old car, Damien's 32 five-window coupe, and she said, "Nah, I don't want to drive that old car." She drove it back to the shop, and when she got back, she said, "Wow, that was a car. Now she likes it." Well, you don't judge it by just looking at it. You drive it. Anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Storing these collectible cars is another trick. Okay? Either have an electronic rust proofing device on there, or make sure the battery never dies, never disconnect the battery, and run a ground wire from something metal on the car that's not painted to a pipe in the ground or metal fence post.
What happens if you have the rust proofing system and your battery dies?
Then it's not working.
So even with that, your battery has to be working.
Has to be all the time. People have no battery, or the battery's dead in a car, have a lot of rusting problem. The car starts to rust. Okay? And worse yet, if you have a new car, a new one, and the battery gets dead, you have to tow it to the dealer to have the computer reboot it, because the computer goes to sleep and never wakes up. So you'll never start it again. So when changing the battery in these late model cars, it always has to have constant 12 volts. So it is a difficult chore to change the batteries on new cars.
So say if I'm just going to go on a vacation, at how many weeks vacation and I don't drive my car, should I be like either hooking up to that ground wire thing you're saying?
Well, it all depends on your battery, the type of battery you have. So some batteries will die in 2 weeks, some longer. It's hard to say, but you should have good battery. You should have it when you're not going to use it for a week, grounded. You know, anything more than 2 or 3 days, you should ground it.
How is there a way to tell how long your battery will last without you running your car?
Yeah, you can have it load tested, and it'll tell you how long the battery has. They have a little tester that tests it. And even with brand new batteries, we test it on the load test, because we find new batteries that are half dead. So, a lot of you are buying, I don't want to mention what brand or anything, but you're buying half dead batteries.
So how can you prevent that, buying half dead batteries?
It's a good question. You got to ask the guy selling you the battery, hey, can you test it, please? I want to see that it is fully loaded.
Charged?
Yeah. No, not charged.
Not charged? Loaded? What do you mean by
the amps.
Loaded?
The
so
amps.
What do you look for when he's testing it?
The amps. The battery has 12 volts, 12.5, and the amps vary. You want to get a battery with the highest amp possible. The 1,000 amp battery is what I recommend.
So what if you're not getting a 1,000 amp? Okay, well, say you are getting a 1,000 amp battery. What's considered good to you?
1,000 amps.
So it has to read 1,000 amps?
Yes.
So if I buy one that's 800 amps, it should be reading 800 amps?
If it's 800, it should read 800. But anything lower than 600, I wouldn't buy. Okay? Because the lower the amps, the lower you go on the amps, it cuts out your gas mileage. It shortens your life of your alternator. It shortens the life of your starter. And it shortens your life because you're spending more money.
So you're saying if the battery is, you're buying the battery and it's only 600 amps, don't buy that kind of battery. Or don't buy it less than that.
No.
If I have a 1,000 amps battery and it's reading 600 amps, do not buy that battery.
Yes, yes, don't buy it. It's half dead. Okay? It's not so much the voltage, folks. It's the amps. Everybody's has 12.5 volts, but the amps is the energy of that, the muscle of that battery. You want a battery that has muscle. Okay? So if you have questions, give us a call. 808-524-1080. 808-524-1080.
Another thing, you can usually tell when your battery is going to die.
Oh, yeah.
Die soon. Just have to pay attention.
Yeah, but people don't.
Well, what do you look for?
Well, you always pay attention to when you start your car. When you start your car, when the battery is going to die, the engine doesn't turn over. It doesn't crank that fast. It cranks slow. That's how you know it's dying. But when you go to have your car serviced every, 4,000 miles, that's part of the service that they should load test your battery to see if your battery is good. But they don't. They jiffy you out, and you're lucky if they change the oil filter. Lately, we've been finding and coming across a lot of cars that the oil filters have never, ever been changed. So, but anyway, if you see my son Todd, you go ask him. He can tell you some big horror stories that he come across. Okay, like this one guy that just had a safety check. He just passed safety check, folks, a Mercedes. Okay, he came in to have his oil change. Now, according to law, the last man touching the car is also liable if it gets into an accident. So when Todd put it up on the rack, and he checks everything, he always checks as part of the service. The guy's tie rod, the tie rod is the steering rod, okay, that connects to each tire. One of them was falling off, and we don't know who did it, but they had it tied up with wire. It was held up by wire. You take the wire off, it falls off.
So, in this case, you let the owner of the car know about it?
Yes, he let the owner know, and the owner said he didn't have money right now, so he didn't want to do it. So, Todd put it down and said, bye-bye. He didn't touch it. Because we don't want to be liable that it falls off and we're in court.
What year was this Mercedes?
2000-something.
Oh, well, what are you doing driving a Mercedes if you don't have money to fix that?
That's a good question. I don't know. But, you know, it was spooky. He just passed safety check. I mean, that is a mind blower. Aside from this other one that had cracked tires. Tires were cracked. Huge cracks. And passed safety check. You tell me. That's why I'm telling you to let the council know, the city council, to get rid of safety check. It is not being done right. And if it's not being done right and not being enforced, why have it? Okay, a lot of shops are not that busy today, and they're making up excuses, so you have to do this brakes or struts or whatever to pass the safety check. And you go ask my son Todd. He sees a lot of them that come in and say, hey, the guy said I need to do this to pass safety check. And when Todd checks it, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. Okay. And they hit on women the most because they feel women don't know. And women would usually say, oh, okay, go fix it. You know, this one lady was quoted, and I cannot tell you what company said that, for struts on her Acura to pass safety check, she needed to change her struts. $6,000, folks. husband said, oh, no, put it down. He's going to have it done someplace else. Okay? They told him, you got to come back to us because we have your picture on the safety sticker thing. Well, anyway, they came in to see my son, Todd. Todd checked it and told the lady, there's nothing wrong with your struts. Nothing. She flipped over and did somersaults. She was so upset. It's a good thing she didn't do it.
Yeah, but then that other person said she had to come back to his shop for the safety check.
That's not true.
Oh, you can just go anywhere else?
Yes. So she went down to Marshall's Automotive and he gave her a safety check. So, you know, there are some honest people, but a lot of them, because they're desperate, they're getting dishonest. So, to keep everything honest, we need to get rid of safety check. Because next year, they plan to bring it up to $75. Okay? Everything's going up. The only thing that is not going up is the car registration. This lady who is very, very active in politics went to see if that bill would pass. It didn't pass. And she was trying to find the bill on the price of safety check. She couldn't find it. Why? Why was it hidden? Because they don't want to have you recommend to get rid of safety check. Try it, folks. Try to get rid of it. You're going to have a hard time because they don't want to get rid of safety check. Okay? The $20 that you pay today for safety check, nothing goes to the city or the state. I talked to a few council people and they said, no, it goes to the city. Okay. Who's paying the mechanic? You think the shop is that stupid to do safety check for free, not make money, pay the mechanic, and also be liable if there's something wrong? I don't think so. Only the politicians are that stupid to do that. To do a program and not make a penny. The mechanic doing the job, and you can't blame them too much for not checking everything, because the flat rate is usually from $100 to $150 an hour. Figure it out. Half an hour to do the safety check. But if you do everything that's on the list, road tested, check the brakes, pull the wheels, all that stuff, okay? It's about an hour. Would you, the people of Hawaii, go into business to lose money? Huh? Show me a business other than politics that lose money. I don't think so. Okay? So that's why it's not being done right. But 40 states do not have safety check. They have emissions, but no safety check. Okay? Oregon, their law there is if the policeman, the patrolman sees something unsafe on your vehicle, he pulls you over, and depending on how unsafe, he can impound your car, and to get it out is $1,000. For the rest of the stuff, like broken tail light, a $400 ticket. So because the penalty is so stiff, people make sure to have the guy servicing the vehicle check it. Okay? That's a good law. Break time.
Break time. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And give us a call at 808-524-1080.
Okay, we have Bruce from Kalihi.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi, George. How are you doing?
Okay.
That's good. Hey, I just want to say that, you know, all your sponsors, you always have your sponsors that have the best products and the best services.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I got a few things I'd like to say, so please bear with me. So moving along real quickly. When you talked about the batteries and the amperes, you're absolutely right. If you get electric electrocuted. It's not the voltage. You can get electrocuted with a really high voltage and survive. But it just takes a few amps to kill you. So it's the amperage that kills you. It's not the voltage.
Mm-hmm.
And in racing, these racing teams, to produce the most horsepower, you have to have the highest amperage ignition systems.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so moving along about the mayor, his broken promises, just like Ige, they tell you the world, but they don't keep their promises. You know that bike lane, to me, it's live surviving the failures of the King Street bike lane. Now, I have a bicycle. I ride bikes, but I don't like that lane because, to me, you spend millions of dollars on doing that. You reduce the traffic. The traffic is so bad. And businesses lost like 20% of their business because of the bike lanes. And in the last 2 weeks, I've been driving down King Street sometimes like two times a week, or about two times a week. I went two Saturdays and one heavy peak hour traffic during the week. And that weekday, I went like about 5 o'clock peak traffic. Heavy traffic took me over 20 minutes from the beginning of King Street all the way to the end. And all I saw was 12 bicycles. And the chief engineer or that traffic guy or has something to a spokesman for Mayor Caldwell on the bike lane said, oh, there's a heavy improvement on the usage, something like, they said 80% improvement.
Okay, all right.
I don't even see 10% improvement. Like I said, on the heavy peak traffic, I saw 12 bicycles on a weekday at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Traffic was bad, took me over 20 minutes. Then I went on a Saturday morning, 11, I saw eight bicycles. Then I went later that same day, about late afternoon, there were like six bicycles. And I just went today, I saw six bicycles at 11 a.m.
Yeah, all that money they spent. And
all that money.
Taking away one lane of traffic.
Yeah.
The whole bike lane, Bruce, was developed to show people there's traffic, so you have to get the rail. The whole thing is about rail.
Yeah, and you know what? It doesn't even make sense because it starts from by the intersection by Kapiolani where it turns into King, or you go to Baratania. It starts there, but the bike lane and then Eisenberg, so it's not all the way, but this is the problem. They say, oh, we made the bike lanes to improve the safety of the bicycle riders, but what happens when the bike lanes end? And everywhere you go, all the communities and districts surrounding there don't have bike lanes, so it doesn't make any difference.
That's right.
And then you either got to ride on the road and get maybe hit by the car, which a lot of them do, a lot of them get killed, or you ride on the sidewalk. And they give you tickets for that, you know, something like
mm-hmm.
$200 fine or something. Even though I ride a bike sometimes, but if it was up to me, I would get rid of it. And it's a waste of money, taxpayers' money. It made the traffic worse.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses lost money. And anyway, moving along also is I cannot believe the mindset of the people of this state always voting for the same politicians. And the other night I saw on the news the leadership, or especially the leadership of the Democrat Party, Governor Whitehead and Governor Ariyoshi, telling the people, you got to support Hillary Clinton. Well, if you like socialism, which meaning more social programs, freebies, people think they want them, that's why they vote that way. They want free government programs. It's not free. There's no free lunch. It has to be paid by who? The people by taxes and the businesses by taxes. So your taxes are going to go up. And socialism, that's what it is, never works. No nation in the whole world ever got prosperity or lasted with socialism. Every nation collapsed, and especially like even Europe. Every country in Europe that has bad economy, collapsing economy, has socialism. Every country, like the Scandinavian country.
Yeah, but Bruce, you cannot tell these people like that, because they are truly, truly believe the Democrat Party. Their life is Democrat Party. They don't look at the person. They look at the party.
Yeah, just like Wahid and Ariyoshi, they staunch Democrat. I'm not saying that they're all bad and all Democrats bad, but you got to look at what do they believe, what system, and what is the results and performance
You find me one that did everything they promised, and I'll show you a flying Hawaiian donkey.
Well, I just want to say this. The people that vote the same way are saying that I've always been that, done that, voted that way because I am what it is.
You vote for the
my
person.
My parents were that.
No.
It's just like saying,
you vote for the person.
Obese and have heart disease, so I want to eat the same way and have heart disease. It's the same kind of mentality.
Mm-hmm. It's insanity.
But
doing the same thing over and over.
Yeah, so I don't know. We need a change of businesses, the economy. And the people lied again, said we have the lowest unemployment rate.
No way.
3.1.
No way. Where do you think the home is coming from?
Yeah, who paying for Governor Egan and Mayor Caldwell? They're jumping for joy that we solved the homeless problem. They have container homes and wooden structures, small homes on Santa.
There's only two people there.
For that.
There's only two people there, Bruce.
Not only that, but you didn't solve the problem. Maybe, well, they say...
Bruce, we got to go to a break.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. Take care.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 808-524-1080.
We have Al from IEL.
Hi, Al.
Hey, George. I have a 2001 Ford Ranger, and it has about 160,000 miles on it. It has a...
What's that?
It's just, you know, it's just very minor. And I just wanted to know what your opinion was of these stop leak oil additives.
You have an oil leak. What do you have?
It's an oil leak.
From where?
From the looks like it's from around by the oil pan in that vicinity.
Okay, it could be the oil pressure switch, you know.
Oil pressure switch.
Yeah, you got to check it. You got to make sure where the oil is coming from.
Okay.
What we usually do is we put a tracer dye into the oil. And then clean the engine, and then have the customer drive it for a while. Then when he comes back, we shoot a black light on it, and it shows the trace where it is.
Okay.
You know, and if it's an oil pressure switch, there's the only way you can change it, you got to change it. But that's the most common.
Okay.
The oil pressure switch, because it's plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so if it's not the oil pressure switch... And if it's a front or rear main seals, then I would recommend using the AT-205.
AT-205.
That's the best.
That's a stop leak additive.
Well, it's not a stop leak. It's a rubber rejuvenator. It gives the seals memory again.
Okay.
So they grab hold and seal. Too bad we don't have that for people.
Okay, so that was the name of the product again was what?
A as in Apple.
Uh-huh.
T as in Tom.
Uh-huh.
205.
Okay, I got it. Thank you, George.
Okay. All right.
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hi, Don.
Hey, George. Thanks for taking my call. I have a friend that has a 2006 Kia Sportage. SUV, and she has engine problems. Thinking when she's idling at a stoplight, it doesn't run smooth. It's very idle is really bad. And then when she goes up the poly or leaky, she's on the winter side, no power. And she's using V Power Shell, V Power 92, and she puts that in. And then also her antifreeze, she has to keep putting antifreeze, and there's no leak in her radiator at all. She lets in. Any drop-ins at all, so what could be the problem? Injectors.
What kind of car?
Spoilage. Kia.
Okay. Not all Shell stations, the octane is up. Okay. There's only a few, and everybody think that it comes out of one big tank at the storage place, but it doesn't. The gas is blended when the truck pulls up to take the gas to the station. That's when it's blended. How the guy blends it, I don't know. And if the gas sits for a long time, it loses octane. But I would recommend that she try 2 gallons of ethanol with the Shell 92 V-Power. And that ethanol will clean the injectors, clean the fuel pump, and make it run good.
Whatever water might be in there too, right?
It'll take it all out.
Okay.
But it's not like that guy Frank Young said on TV and the newspaper that ethanol burns black and all that. It doesn't. Ethanol burns so clean, you can eat out of the plate. And I can prove it. And I've called the TV stations to show them, and they don't want to see it.
How much do you sell a gallon over there at your place?
$10 a gallon.
$10. And what, should we bring a, 2 gallon, metal tank?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay. So I put that in first and then put the 92 inside?
Yeah.
Okay.
In about 3 or 4 tankfuls, it'll run perfect.
Okay. I'll let her know about that then.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Happy Easter.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. It's Easter. Happy Easter, folks. Forgot about the rabbit. Anyway.
Yeah, well, what does Easter Sunday stand for? It's not the rabbit.
Oh, About the eggs?
No. How did we even have Easter?
I know. It's about Jesus Christ. Anyway. It's all commercial. Everything like everything else. And, well, we got about a minute more to go. Okay? Remember, folks, there's no cheap way. When I go to the station, I see people with Mercedes, BMWs, and Jaguars put in regular. If you cannot afford the animal, sell it. Those cars demand better than 92 octane. Okay? Tell your friends. Spread the word. Help your friends. Okay.
We have Catherine on the line.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, George. Are you feeding the homeless that's
no.
outside your
no.
shop?
No. They're killing our business.
There?
Because our council people built the fence by the canal.
I know.
And they're not going to go away. They come and live on my doorstep.
Oh, that's terrible. I cannot walk on the sidewalk over there.
Yeah, but the council people don't care.
Okay, I'm going to call up the police to tell them to...
yeah.
Take
call
them away.
Call them.
Okay, thank you, George.
Thank you, Catherine.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, anyway. They got to go someplace. You can't put a blanket over them and make them disappear. So, what's the answer? Anyway, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. And please, folks, help one another. Tell people what should be done on their car so they can save money. Okay? Take care of each other and most of your family. And please don't drink and drive. Okay? We lose enough family that way. Take care of each other. We see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.